kicking off hour number two, and it is your show. You can bring up anything. Political issue, personal problem, 800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
Ed Manwich.
Hey, and don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. You can vote for the show at vote.freetalklive.com. In fact, we need your votes right now. We're the number two podcast in the world as of a few hours ago when I last looked. And the reason why we're not number one is probably because you haven't gone and voted. Now, if you have, we certainly appreciate it. It's a once-a-month sort of a thing, so it's not like we ask a lot of you here. We give you everything on our website for free, and all we ask in return is a simple vote. Just go to vote.freetalklive.com. It'll take you less than a minute. All you need is your email address. You can go to vote.freetalklive.com. In fact, you can even leave a comment if you wish, but that's totally optional.
It is optional.
Vote.freetalklive.com. In fact, once you've done that, tell your friends about the show. Ask them to go vote for us. Spam your buddy list, for instance. Send out an email to a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Tell them to go to vote.freetalklive.com. Because if we're number one in the world, it just guarantees that we get a bunch of new listeners.
Man, if we had a vote for every podcast download we had,
we'd be number one.
We would be number one, and we would smoke whoever was second.
I mean, oh, yeah.
We'd kill them dead.
Yeah.
We'd drive a stake through their heart. It would be so... That's such an awesome defeat.
So, when you're going to get the latest MP3s for your podcast, go to vote.freetalklive.com. We'd much appreciate it.
We're still number two.
We are. All right, so then, let's go to... Oh, coming up this hour, according to ABC News, Barbie has been accused of being part of the transgender movement.
What?
We'll tell you what that's all about here in a little bit. But first, an email from Sherlock.
Now, I've seen the, I've seen the Billy doll, which is supposed to be... So I haven't seen it with its clothing off, but it's supposed to be the anatomically correct Ken.
Really?
But,
this is not a Barbie product.
I don't know whether... You know, it's made to look like a Barbie product. It's probably spoof-oriented.
Okay.
You know, I mean, but it exists.
Meaning he's got it all. It's
my understanding.
He doesn't have the...
Haven't looked at...
You can actually remove the underwear from the doll. Because the old Ken dolls, they had, like, plastic underwear.
Right, that was...
Pull them down.
You know, they were just skin. It was just like...
Really?
Yeah, eunuch.
Okay.
Now, the G.I. Joes that I had plastic underwear.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to get to the Barbie thing coming up. But first, an email from Sherlock, since we were talking about... Well, we were talking about the gun issue a moment ago.
Sherlock's emails.
Yeah, you're not going to like this one.
Look, I'm not going to agree with him.
Okay.
They're always well thought out.
All right. Well, we're talking about the gun issue, and the question was from a different email as far as where should the line be? What should people be allowed to own? Well, my question is, why is there a line, and who's drawing it? And why is it that you're going to allow this guy to draw the line versus this guy over here, George Bush versus John Kerry? I don't want either of them drawing a line on what I can own, what weapons I can own. And so, obviously, I'm coming from the more... free market perspective, you're coming from a I'm scared of chemical weapons perspective, and so you said that you thought that certain weapons should be outlawed.
You know, I'm going to take I'm going to go on the crazy side here and say, yes, I would like to see biological, chemical, and nuclear weapons not in the hands of the average American, nor having them be able to get hold of them.
So this is Sherlock addressing a show that we had on one of our Monday night shows. He says, Johnson and Manwich, more Johnson than Manwich, but I think this applies to you still anyway.
I'm sure.
Kept saying small government would work better than anarchic government. Let's get one thing straight.
Oh, I agree.
Let's get one thing straight. Ian is the man on this show. He's got my viewpoints, or I have his. And most of the time, I take his side and agree with him. I might actually be more extreme than Ian in that I want no government. Zero. Well, actually, I don't want government either.
Yeah, I think that's what he
believes. I'm just willing to live with somebody else having a government. You want to have a government? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Just don't get it involved in my life. So he says, true anarchy, while I've heard Ian support the idea of extreme limited government. Well, yeah, I support people who are working towards that.
Voluntary government. That's
what I'd like to see happen, but I mean, I would still support the efforts of those that want to cut back on the non-voluntary government. I mean, there is a coercive, non-voluntary government out there right now, and there's a group of people, libertarians and small government people, that want to cut the size of that down. I absolutely support their efforts.
Right. Well, I agree. I think that that's the one step that you don't take, that they, quote-unquote, voluntarist or free marketeer, which I think is a dumb term, free marketeer. That doesn't make any sense.
Thanks, I made it up.
Yeah, well, but just so you know. Well, I could be a free marketeer. Like, free marketeer doesn't delineate. It doesn't cut.
I think it does.
No, it doesn't. I believe in the
free
market.
You're either for the free market or you're not.
No. It doesn't. That's not so. That's George Bush thinking there, buddy. it doesn't work.
You tell yourself whatever you want.
Anyway.
Whatever you want to make you feel better.
Go on.
Did you have a point?
I've lost it.
All right. So while I listened to last night's show, I wanted to be there to support Ian and maybe even take the reins and beat back those pro-government co-hosts with a proverbial stick. What's wrong with Manwich and Johnson's argument? When he says small government would work better, I think the word work is a subjective term, one that didn't get challenged. And if it is subjective, then it's their opinion. And in my opinion, they're wrong. Someone needed to ask Manwich and Johnson, what do they mean that small government would work better? Marx said communism works. Doesn't mean that it did, or more accurately, maybe it did for him, but not for others. So let's be clear. When Johnson says small government works better than anarchy, he's saying that that works better for him. The outcome of a small government, whatever that might be, best suits his personal preferences. So what doesn't Johnson like about the anarchic form? He thinks private companies will constantly be at war with each other in anarchic society. Even if that's true, even if he's able to peer into his crystal ball and be 100% right on this, which is very difficult to do, even if he had evidence, I'd question, why is that bad? Why isn't that what works? And his answer to that is going to be more predictions based on no experience, and then I can no longer support his premise. The truth is, we've never seen
We have had experience. The truth is, we have seen anarchy. We have seen the lack of government. And that is, when one regime fails mm-hmm. and another one picks up, there's a period of anarchy in there. If you want to see anarchy, go to Haiti. There is no government.
There's no government in Haiti?
No. There's people that are sort of acting as, you know, it doesn't really exist.
That hard to believe.
I'm just telling you the truth.
There's not some despotic, terrible government?
Well, there is some despotic, terrible government in different places, but it's a strong man rule.
So that's a government, then?
In different spots.
Okay.
Well, you know, they don't have
to have an election to have a government.
They claim that there's no government in Haiti.
When people are controlling others, you have a government. When people are being governed, there's a government there.
When you ask people in Haiti and you say, is there a government? They say no.
Interesting.
How's that?
Well, I bet if they tried to start their own business or something like that and the government decided they wanted to pay attention to them, then they'd find out there's
probably
a government.
Find some mob or another that would want some money from them. I agree with that.
Okay. The truth is, we've never seen anarchy on a large scale. I'm talking
large
about
scale.
the denotative form of the word, not connotative. We've never tried anarchy on a large scale, so anything Johnson might come up with for evidence on why anarchy wouldn't work, I have some serious doubts about, and would hardly call him an expert witness on such matters. And even if he were right about everything and the forms of government that were discussed went exactly the way that he'd imagined, I would still question, why is all of that conflict bad? Why do people consider it wrong to challenge ourselves, to test our instinct for survival, to keep us awake, alert, and motivated? Why is it so important for you to be lazy and comfortable?
I'm not lazy or comfortable. I want to make money, and I don't want to be fooling around with any nonsense from, you know, this little guy rising up here and that little guy rising up there mm-hmm. giving me trouble. Mm-hmm. My problem is government, and what anarchy proposes is to make a lot of government.
I don't think that's the case at all.
It's precisely what it's going
to
do.
It just allows you to have control over your property.
Lots of little
government. You can
government.
Have your own little government.
No, it does not allow you to. It gives you the opportunity to have control of other people's property, too.
You already have that opportunity. You could go form a gang and take other people's property.
No, I have to take over the United States of America in order to be able to take
people
over.
People have managed to do that.
They have taken over countries. I'm just telling you that that's the difference.
Okay, I'd rather take the risk of dealing with a bunch of little guys than this huge government that we have with a lot of people all on the same side, people that aren't even thinking about the actions they're performing, the orders they're taking. We're going to come back with more from Sherlock and your calls.
You're going to sell a lot of people on that.
800-259-5791. This is your show. I'm not trying to sell anybody. I'm just giving people things to think about. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. You take control. 800-259-5791.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills in as little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At financemypc.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. financemypc.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At financemypc.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to financemypc.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to financemypc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free 1-800-259-5791. Must be some technical problems now, which we're coming back a minute early. You're getting a bonus minute of the show.
Oh, boy.
Which means that our radio station affiliates are probably not listening.
You know, according to my after contract, I don't actually have to speak during this minute.
Okay. Sorry, 800-259-5791.
I don't belong to AFTRA and don't have a contract. Go ahead.
All right, here's the rest of what Sherlock has to say. He said he's talking about anarchy. He's talking about you, for instance, you and Johnson, to the two co-hosts who believe in small government.
Yes, the totalitarian bigots.
Yeah. He says, if you are right about everything and the forms of government that were discussed were exactly the way you imagined, I would still question, why is all of that conflict bad? Why do people consider it wrong to challenge ourselves, to test our instinct for survival, to keep us awake, alert, and motivated? Why is it so important for you to be lazy and comfortable? I came to libertarianism because I believe our species is getting weak, dependent on too many systems. This usually leads to extinction. I'm an anarchist because I want our species to survive. Conflict has never wiped out our species. It's only made us stronger. So tell me, what really works? Absolute peace or conflict? We've never had the former, and yet we grow. So Johnson's definition of work is different from mine. He might get what he wants from a small government. Marx gets what he wanted from his idea of government, but I wouldn't accept either one of them. So there, from Sherlock.
Well, not so sure I agree with the premise that he's selling on, and I don't think anybody is interested in it.
Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Doug in Minnesota. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. I think I distracted the board op, which is why I came in early. But anyway.
I don't know. What's up?
Hey, I wanted to, you know, maybe straighten Manwich out a little bit there. It sounds like...
I could use a good straightening. Come on.
Yeah, all right. It sounds like you're confusing anarchy with chaos?
I don't think so.
Really? Because Haiti is definitely chaotic, and they're not an anarchy at all. There is a, you know, ruling class dictatorship there.
Who's the president?
Well, it used to be Baby Doc, the Duvaliers. I think it still is.
But no, it's the one guy who's in exile is the last elected official. But, you know, I mean, if you can't have a government, there's nobody in charge.
Well, there may not be a current leader, but there are certainly the generals and the police, and it's probably all corrupt and bad. That definitely is a form of government.
I agree.
They say
it doesn't exist, but okay.
Well, it doesn't exist in the same way when I call the police, they don't exist. So.
I was in Haiti, I asked about the government. They said, we don't have one.
If you want to open
a more authentic Haitian accent, though.
Yeah. If you want to open a business in Haiti, though, could you do it without harassment from...
No way.
Oh, my God, you couldn't.
Right. So who would you be harassed by? The government?
I think what you pointed out, Doug, is brilliant. The fact that, yeah, this government has no interest in being around these poor people. And, man, what you said, these guys don't even have shoes there. They're so poor. There's no running water. I mean, it's just terrible. The government has no wealth that they can steal from these people. Mm-hmm. So, of course, they're not around them.
Hmm.
Doug, anything else on your mind?
Nothing. Nothing on my mind at all.
Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-5791. And I'd like to say that I think most people confuse anarchy with chaos. And the reason
I think
for
that in Haiti, that's true. I think I know precisely what anarchy is, and I've heard all the arguments for it. You know that I've been reading anarchic documents since high school.
Okay.
So, I mean, I know what it means.
Okay, well, I'm
aware
in case
of it.
Somebody listening doesn't know, chaos is not necessarily anarchy. Anarchy is just simply without rule. Anarchy is the absence of the state. Chaos exists, and we've seen chaos in America. The last time we saw real chaos in America was New Orleans after Katrina. And we actually touched on the reason why last night. The reason why New Orleans was in a state of chaos was because all of the law-abiding, regular people, the middle class, the lower class, the upper class, they all took off. The business owners, the property owners, they left because they were ordered to by the government. And so once all these good people, some of them have guns, were gone from the city, what remained? Well, the criminal element. I mean, there were still a few stragglers, people that just wanted to stay in their homes. But for the most part, it was the people that wanted to take advantage of the fact that everybody was gone.
Right.
The only people left were the police. And so basically you had two warring factions. And as you've pointed out, Manwich, in some places that you consider anarchic, what you really have is warring factions for control. And there's still two groups trying to grapple for rule over people.
And you
there.
Propose that there's going to exist a moment in time when a group is not going to be vying for control?
If people voluntarily move towards this direction in a mass scale, absolutely.
See,
that kind of violence will be suppressed by individuals with guns.
That's why I like libertarianism, because you don't have to get people to agree in libertarianism, but for an anarchic situation, you absolutely would have to have agreement.
Okay, and you would still have to have agreement for libertarianism, too. You'd have to get people elected.
Right? You'd have to agree that, in fact, you know, they would keep a government smaller. I just don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Nonetheless, my point is simply to say that chaos happens when you have the government around. It's the government that creates chaos because it's violent. The government's nature is violence. Government doesn't do anything without having force, guns, and violence backing them up. You can look at anything the government wants people to do, no matter how innocuous it might seem. If the government is telling you you have to do something, it's telling you that at the point of a weapon, even if the weapon's not there at that point in time.
Because, it's true.
Because if you don't follow their orders, if you don't pay the bribes, if you don't give the officials the money they're looking for, or if you don't follow, you know, jump through the hoops they want you to jump through, they're going to force you to. Eventually, the men with guns will show up. And
or
so
they won't.
Use...
I mean, like, they don't always force you. Sometimes they just give up. But that's what they're threatening.
Yes, that's
They're
true.
Threatening the force.
So, and the fact that force is threatened is still force.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you use force on people, you're going to have problems. And that's why government creates more problems. Government's supposed to solve things. Government's supposed to have these solutions. When, in fact, government solutions fail, they create the opposite of their intentions. And then government wonders what it did wrong and then tries to fix the problems by creating more problems. Programs in order to fix the problems that it created with its first program. So you have this endless cycle of more government, followed by more government, followed by bigger and more expensive programs, and more violence on the American people as a result of it. And personally, I'm about fed up with it. Hey, let's talk about Barbie, man, which...
Yeah, I want to talk about Barbie.
Actually, let's talk to Jeff first in Oregon, because he's on the line. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Take control of the show. What's up?
How's it going?
Good, Jeff. Hey. What's on your mind?
I was listening to your podcast, yesterday's show, and you were basically talking about, like, statutory rape.
Well, yesterday we weren't talking about statutory rape.
Listened to any show at all.
I'm sorry. It was like about them having a little relationship.
About a 12-year-old and a 13-year-old in the state of Utah that had sex with one another. So technically that's not statutory rape, although it did violate some sort of sex law.
Yeah, I just wanted to state Idaho, which the Mormons from Utah, they're like starting to invade Idaho, make their own little rules up there.
Right.
And what had happened, Idaho has no such thing as a statutory rape, so a case came up where there was a 17-year-old and a 16-year-old. Pretty soon this guy turned 18, and the 16-year-old's parents decided, well, she was 17 by then, they decided that they wanted to press charges.
Oh, boy.
And so he didn't go into court for statutory rape, he went in for rape, period, and he's still sitting in prison.
What?
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Well, now, wait a minute.
Do you know this guy's name?
No.
You can't charge somebody with rape without having the girl involved, right? I mean, can the state lay a rape charge on somebody?
Yeah.
Because I understand that the state can lay statutory rape charges on a guy, even if the girl or the parents don't want to press those charges. Can the state lay a rape charge on somebody, even if the girl or the parents don't want to press charges?
Well,
the state can lay any charge on somebody if they don't want to. People don't bring charges anymore.
And the thing is Idaho is like totally, totally Republican state. This is a Republican prosecutor, so nobody's going to do anything about it.
It's so sad. I mean, people, you're paying $50,000 to keep this guy in jail, $50,000 a year to keep this guy in jail who had consensual sex with this girl.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah,
Jeff, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-5791. It's absolutely insane.
Doesn't make any sense to me.
To suggest that teenagers cannot make these sorts of decisions is totally asinine to me. They need to be free to make these decisions and suffer the consequences from them. The consequences are going to be pregnancy and STDs.
Well, that particular case is just a law that wasn't thought out. You know, they're not thinking about it. If they think that 18-year-olds can't have sex with 17-year-olds that they were having sex with, you know, a day ago,
it's crazy.
That's just a law that was poorly thought out and somebody who wasn't thinking that.
They're all this way, though. They're all fashioned after one another. 800-259-5791. Well, Barbie, speaking of sexual issues, some Christian conservative group is accusing her of supporting transgenders. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the filter mag. The filter mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable filter mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir's created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. He'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of good stuff there on the site for you. And right now, we're actually auctioning one of our banners off, Manwich.
Hmm.
We want to find out what this thing is worth. So we put it up on eBay. You can go to auction.freetalklive.com to place your bid, or just to take a look at all the details, auction.freetalklive.com. I checked it earlier today. I think it was only at $30. Maybe it's higher than that now. I don't know. Auction.freetalklive.com. So
it's a bargain.
Take a look. All right. So let's go to Barbie. Shall we talk about Barbie? Because she's under fire here. By the Concerned Women for America.
Oh, God.
The CWA. They're outraged. It's a leading Christian conservative group. They've notated on their website that the Barbie website, which is Barbie.com, there's a poll that asks children for their age and sex. Nothing wrong with that. They're trying to find out about
They're doing a little demographics.
Yeah, yeah. Find out who's using their toys. Well, the age choices were 4 to 8. But children are given 3 options for their choice of gender. I'm a boy, I'm a girl, and I don't know. Bob Knight, director of CWA's Culture and Family Institute, by the way, it's the Concerned Women for America. Why is Bob Knight the director? And Family Institute said Barbie manufacturer...
Bob doesn't know.
Said Barbie manufacturer Mattel was being influenced by the transgender movement. He says, to pose this transgender question at little girls, they've really crossed the line, Knight said, and added that bisexuality gender confusion is very dangerous. According to him, this is the Barbie website's agenda. It's their agenda to confuse children about their sexuality.
No, it's Bob's agenda to make sure that everybody hears about the Concerned Women of America. That's it. Okay?
I've never heard of them before today.
If they put I don't know on there... That's it. It's just another option. And they're getting so many I don't knows that they don't know what to do with them. Because if you give somebody an option like male, female, or I don't know, everybody's going to put in, well, I don't know. That's an interesting, that's the funny option. I'll do that one.
Right.
So they're getting nothing but I don't knows.
You think a lot of kids are doing that for ages 4 to 8? Are putting in I don't know?
I don't know. But I would tell you that I think that they're getting far more I don't knows than there are actually I don't knows out there.
And that's you don't think that's supporting the transgender movement's agenda?
Does it say by clicking I don't know you are supporting the transgender's agenda?
Isn't that the biggest leap that you could possibly take?
It's an obvious leap, but it's not. Certainly the kids 4 to 8 that are using Barbie are not making that leap.
Oh, by the way, here's also a little update for you on what's going on.
And God knows the transgenders would be all over them if they switched back.
Well, I don't think the transgenders would care personally, but anyway, here's a little more detail.
Oh, I don't know about that. Do you know what happened? Let's see. It was the magazine was. I can't remember what that gay magazine is, but
okay.
Ford was advertising in this gay magazine,
right?
And the American Family Association or some such group, and I believe it was the AFA or some, got on them about advertising in there, so they pulled their ads out. Well, then the gays said, oh, hey, you want us to buy trucks? You want us to buy cars? You put your money back in that magazine.
Yeah, but
and
that's
they
a
did.
Little different. I mean, that's actually supporting a gay-related...
It's not much different.
It's very different. That's actually a company supporting a gay-related publication versus a question on a website. I highly doubt that anybody beyond the CWA is going to get their panties in a bunch about a question on a website poll. But nonetheless, here's the latest on Mattel's situation, because this concern is coming after a conservative boycott of Mattel's American Girls dolls. Speaking of the AFA, the American Family Association and the Pro-Life Action League protested that some American Girls dolls were wearing ICANN wristbands, which support Girls Incorporated. Now, Girls Incorporated is a national nonprofit organization that promotes education, self-esteem programs, as well as sex education, and supports abortion rights and the acceptance of gays and lesbians. The Mattel Girls Incorporated partnership ended on December 26th. So, they were already under fire by conservative right-wing groups for being partnered up with this girls company.
You know, I'm sorry, you cannot please these people.
No, you can't.
You can't.
Why don't they go and make their own dolls? I mean, seriously, I understand they're using their market forces, and that's fine. I mean, they're not asking for legislation. That's good. But why don't you go ahead and create the conservative Christian dolls?
Here's what I don't get, though, is...
Call them Mildred.
Disney told these people, shove it up your where the sun doesn't shine.
Uh-huh.
And that's exactly what happened. You don't want to come to Disney? Goodbye.
Yep.
We're going to support our gay employees.
Right.
Because that's what we want to do. And... It's Disney
doing
just
okay.
Fine.
Yeah.
Just doing okay. Mattel, you're a bunch of wimps.
Good point. Well, anyway.
Ford, you stink. I'm never buying a Ford again, by the way, just to make it clear. I will not put my money down on a Ford.
Oh, I never would either. They're socialists.
Just for bending to this.
Yeah. Well, in
that includes
case,
Jaguar and all the other stuff they own, too.
Right. In this case, Mattel's backpedaled. They made excuses. Oh, it was an innocent, according to their spokesperson, it was just an innocent oversight. As a rule of thumb, the questionnaires at Barbie.com always try to have a neutral answer or a non-response option. The third option should have been, I don't want to say, rather than I don't know. The website has since been fixed. So there you go. By the way...
The thing is I can't tell from her explanation whether or not that's what it meant. I don't know. Like, I don't know whether it was... Well, there was a non-response option.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would prefer not to say what my gender is because I think that you're collecting demographic information that I'd prefer not to give you.
Right.
Or whether it's I am transgender. I don't know what it means, but sounds.
You know, I gotta wonder how did this get to the attention of the Concerned Women for America? I mean, how was there a little kid on the website who said to mommy, "Mommy, am I a boy, a girl, or I don't know"? And then mommy came over and said, oh my gosh, the transgenders are behind this. I should contact the CWA. I mean, what was that? What was the process to get this to happen?
I don't doubt that that was the process.
Can you imagine this? 800-259-5791. Can somebody explain how this happened? Or is the Concerned Women for America, this group, just actively on children's websites vetting every single questionnaire that they have?
Well, I think that the Concerned Women of America is probably a group of mothers. And
it's probably
so they...
Bob Knight and his wife. Because if you have the Concerned Women for America, why is Bob in charge of the group?
It's an excellent question. What the hell is Bob doing? I'm a little concerned that Bob's poking around there, the Concerned Women.
Well, couldn't you at least try to fool somebody? Maybe call him Bobby? You know, maybe then you'd think that he was a woman or something like that?
Possibility.
Bobette?
Something.
It's just disturbing to me. And you know what, Manwich? Why don't they just start their own toy line? Why don't you compete instead of bitching and moaning, which is what these people are the best at, right?
Right.
I mean, whoa, somebody says something dirty on the radio, and we've got to have the PTA, the Parents Television Association, or whatever. The radio television?
It's an affront against the Savior whose name they can't even pronounce right. You know, I mean, you know, that's what's an affront.
Yeah.
The guy's name's translated English as Joshua. It's not Jesus. I mean, his name's Yeshua.
Yahweh, right?
Yeshua.
Yeshua
is the, you know, original. And that it's just a mistranslation of a mistranslation.
Yeah.
And if you're not translating this thing right, I'm supposed to believe it? I don't know. I mean...
Hey, by the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And if you're a member of the CWA, you probably aren't interested in this.
Mm-hmm.
But for more information on the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. You know, if that whole liberty thing means something to you, 800-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. Coming up, you can take control of the show and bring up anything. Also on the way here, comments about the right, the left, corporate control. You can take control of the show. It is Free Talk Live. We'll be right back.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $500 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Still time for your calls here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And man,
join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with 75,000 or more posts for you to surf around through. Nearly 1,100 people interacting. All of it is free at freetalklive.com. Again, that's freetalklive.com, the bulletin board system. Eric Margolis from lewrockwell.com. This has got to be one of the best articles on the snitch society, the security state, the police state that I've seen.
I'm interested in this.
Americans should not be shocked to learn that Big Brother has been eavesdropping on their telecommunications. It's been an open secret for years that the hush-hush national security agency's big electronic ears on the east and west coasts of the USA have been hoovering up all international phone, fax, and email communications. So when you call your aunt in Palermo or your friend in Egypt or your girlfriend in Paris, NSA's supercomputers pick up and process the transmission. By the way, I don't believe that for a second.
You don't believe that the
I don't believe they process every transmission. I don't think that's the case.
You think they're sucking it up?
Couldn't possibly. I don't believe that technically is possible.
Okay.
Anyway, state-of-the-art programs search for the search messages for keywords, locations, repetitions, and patterns of interest. This process has been going on long before 9/11. I've always wondered what government listeners do with highly sensitive financial information passing between corporations, banks, and securities, or commodity markets. Obviously, there's enormous potential for the state listeners to profit from secret information about mergers, acquisitions, large trades of stocks or commodities, and the movement of currencies. Oh, but our Our government bureaucrats would never listen in on those conversations, would they?
If I was a bureaucrat, that's what I would do.
One may expect a huge scandal to erupt one day when it's revealed that U.S. intelligence agencies use secret financial data to speculate in markets and produce huge profits to pay for black operations not authorized by Congress. A prime example of such hanky-panky was the Reagan administration's notorious arms for hostages deal back in the 1980s and the diversion of funds from Iran. To pay for the Nicaraguan Contras. The Bush administration went one step further by giving the NSA and probably the Pentagon's intelligence agencies the power to listen in on domestic communications supposedly linked to terrorist activities. At first glance, such permission might make some sense at a time when extremists may be plotting attacks within the U.S. A secret security court is supposed to grant permission for these intercepts. But according to congressional records, only 5 cases out of 18,000 were actually turned down by the rubber stamp court.
I believe that.
But the Bush White House went much further by simply ignoring the security court altogether,
right,
leading to the resignation of one of its judges in protest. As usual, vague national security concerns were cited by the administration as a reason to ignore due process of law and that pesky old Constitution.
Well, the Constitution's getting ignored anyway.
Indeed.
Either way, FISA court, no FISA court, whatever they're doing, it's getting ignored. That's the scariest part of it all.
Unfettered government electronic and data mining surveillance.
It's kind of a neat little pass-off. It's like a neat little trick. Well, you know, once they get it, it's all fine and dandy now that Bush is doing everything the right way, back to just compromising our principles legally.
Exactly. Unfettered government electronic and data mining surveillance of its citizens is a genie that, once released from its legal bottle, becomes a grave menace to democratic society. So-called terrorism is such a loose and flexible concept that it can be easily applied to just about any activity.
It is being easily applied to any activity.
That's right.
I mean, kiss-ins in San Francisco.
Well, remember the guy with
protests in Florida.
You remember? Yeah, do you remember that guy with the laser that he was shooting at airplanes? He was a terrorist. He was charged under the Patriot Act.
He's an idiot is what he is.
Well, it certainly wasn't terrorism. Soviet bloc security agencies knew that the most effective way of monitoring anti-state activities was by massive random checking. Stop 1,000 citizens or monitor their calls, and a small percentage of potential malefactors, real or imagined, and enemies will be turned up. East Germany took this sinister practice to the extreme. Its security agency, the Stasi, monitored at least half of all phone and telex calls, employed an army of informers, ran routine spot checks.
This was a completely different world when they could do that.
What?
Checking all the phone calls.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there's a lot more data flying through the air.
I understand that, but his point still very good. They were monitoring those calls. They were stopping people randomly, ran routine spot checks of pedestrians, and even retained thousands of samples of the body scents of subjects of interest.
Body scents?
Apparently so. Now, let's just review this here. That's what the Stasi did back in East Germany. But today, we have our government spying on phone calls and other communications. We have the TIPS program, which they tried to put through.
They attempted to slide that baby past
us. They didn't get by it because we actually have communication today in a way that we never did 60, 70 years ago. So it didn't quite make it. But the TIPS program was to encourage informants. It was to encourage Americans to inform on other Americans. And we already have routine spot checks of pedestrians as long as you're in New York City in the subway tunnels. Right? Every random person, every fifth person with a bag is being spot checked, right? Give any intelligence or security agency carte blanche to spy on its citizens, and will eventually take this power to extremes. It's only a small step from monitoring real subversive activities to spying on anybody who disagrees with the current government policies. We've already seen that they're spying on people that disagree with the government policies.
They're doing that, yes.
They're placing undercover cops in peace protests. Just absolutely insane. Their friends and relations, of course, will also fall under suspicion. Electronic spying develops its own bureaucratic momentum. Data mining, which tracks and correlates diverse activities like air travel, credit card purchases, bank and credit card records, etc., is the greatest leap forward for totalitarian governments since the Stasi's millions of index files on individual citizens. Last week, we learned that the FBI had been spying on potential terrorist groups. I can assume that my name's now on an FBI file, as he donated to one of these terrorist groups, and he apparently gave money to PETA, which I don't agree with. They are kind of a scary group, but I wouldn't want the FBI spying on them, that's for sure.
Right.
More on the way. You take control of the show. Is the police state out of control? Are you okay with all this security? Are you okay with random checkpoints? Do you want some for your city? But they might be coming soon. 800-259-5791. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-5791.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Moments remain in this, the Tuesday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Here till 10 o'clock Eastern, 1-800-259-5791. Hey, if you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, if you like the fact that we're spreading the message of freedom and liberty 6 nights a week, well, we'd like your voluntary support. Because we give you everything on our website for free. The archives, we give you months of them on the house. We give you the bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners, all of it's on the house, freetalklive.com. So we ask for your voluntary contribution of $3 a month. Amp.freetalklive.com is where to go to get the details. What's AMP stand for, Manwich?
Advertise, market, and promote.
And what's that mean?
That means that we're looking for people that want to help us to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live.
That's right. Get it out there, more radio stations, get out there to more internet connections, and get more people coming across this message of freedom and liberty. And, of course, it's also a show that you can take control of and bring up anything. And we just think more people need to come across this, and that's how it's going to work. $3 a month. That's all it takes.
And we give a lot of value for our $3 a month.
That's right. It's not just you giving us $3 a month. And, by the way, we're only turning that into more advertising.
Mm-hmm.
But you also get access to the amplifier-only area on the bulletin board system. You get the AMP-only call-in line. It's dedicated to amplifiers. You get access to our classic archives.
That's a big value.
Yeah, and more. There's a lot more. In fact, we don't have time to get into it. Amp.freetalklive.com, because we're talking about the police state. We're talking about Eric Margolis from LouRockwell.com. He's pointing out some striking parallels between our police state and other police states in the past, like the Nazis. And so let's go on. He says, I can assume that my name's now on an FBI watch list as a potential subversive, because he contributed to a group that was being watched by the FBI.
Right.
An electronic file that meshes with no-fly lists, tax records, Homeland Security watch lists, and God knows what else. When vegetarians and animal rights groups come under FBI scrutiny, along with librarians and anti-war protesters, we know that big government has crossed the Rubicon from defending the Republic to targeting all who in any way oppose its policies, or those who simply look suspicious and uncooperative. As Benjamin Franklin wisely noted, government is like fire, a useful servant, but a terrible master. I thought that was Washington. We have now reached a point in the United States where a non-mortal threat to the nation, assorted would-be terrorist, is being allowed to endanger the world's second oldest and most admired democracy. And by the way, Eric, we're not a democracy. This guy's, I think, from Canada, actually. There's no such thing as a little domestic spying, but his points here are still pretty good. There's no such thing as a little domestic spying or limited repression of dissidents. Once this evil process begins, it's almost impossible to halt. Electronic files live on no matter what efforts are made to curtail their use or destroy them. They're every security agency's most precious asset in stock and trade. Congress bears heavy responsibility for having allowed this danger to develop under its very nose. Ever since 9/11, most of our gutless legislators have averted their eyes to the growing totalitarian impulses of the current administration. Isn't that weird? They've just shrugged their shoulders and let it all happen.
Yeah.
Now, belatedly, some members of both houses are finally taking alarm at the grave erosion of America's freedoms. The majority of our legislators are still too brain dead or terrified of being called soft on terrorism or too servile to the party line to exercise their responsibility as the premier arm of government. Every totalitarian state has used the boogeyman of internal or foreign threats to justify the expansion of their repressive and intrusive powers. The Soviet Cheka, the secret police, was created to fight anti-state elements. The Gestapo was unleashed after the German Reichstag was burned down by communist terrorists. Now, Muslims under our mattresses is the 2005 version of the 1950s Reds under our beds. Mm-hmm. Except the Reds were a real threat, while no major domestic terrorist threat to the U.S. has been uncovered, in spite of the arrest of over 2,000 Muslims in America. As we enter 2006, there's still time for Americans to stop this dire threat to their freedoms, but not very much. Who'll follow vegetarians and animal activists under the state security's watch lists? Rosicrucians, Christian Scientists, bird watchers, liberal Democrats, maybe your favorite group. Free Talk Live will return tomorrow night. See you. Bert.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you run a